inconvenience from the past that would actually be unbearable today. It's 99.7 DJX. This came up recently in my house. Technology, you know, we were talking about having to use paper maps for directions without GPS.
And right, going to MapQuest and typing in your destination, printing it out, and then using that. I remember that.
No, I'm talking even pre-MapQuest.
Even before that.
Like folded maps in the glove compartment of your car.
Yeah, I didn't have one for a long time. I didn't really use it a ton, but yes, it was there in case I needed it.
And we were talking about this, reminiscing from a trip to, you know, Europe, and loving the fact that we have GPS and it tells you exactly where to go in a foreign country where you're like, you can't read this, the street signs, and it just Google Maps tells you where to go, right?
Right. And yeah, we used a Garmin when we went to Italy, and this was 2008.
Yeah. And we were, so like my wife and I were talking about the fact that we had just a map, a folded map.
Wow.
In our glove compartment of our rental car.
And, oh, wow.
And so like we're sitting there trying to look at this paper map and determine, okay, where we go. Okay. And then, mm-hmm. and it's literally like, you know, she's in the passenger seat trying to read this map. She gets car sick anyways.
Oh no.
And so she,
No.
It's like, stay or get off. And she's like,
gosh.
Looking, going, stay on, stay on.
I don't know. My brain can't work that fast.
It was so stressful.
And that is how couples end up fighting on vacation.
Yeah. And then, you know, my daughters are like, we could absolutely never figure that out. And still to this day, I'll try to challenge myself to get places in this city without using any sort of map or GPS.
Yeah, no, and I even use GPS when I know where I'm going just for traffic information, because I need to know down to the second how long it's going to take.
Right, so it's...
That's valuable information. I can't do it without it.
Right, and it's like, there are a lot of places in the city that I know about where to go. And so I try to challenge myself
just
and go,
to be sure.
All right, I just want to, like, figure it out myself. And I read somewhere where it was like, people are losing that part of their brain.
Yes.
Of just figuring out those sorts of directions and maps being the biggest thing. And so,
they need to still like teach how to read paper maps just as a backup, because sometimes computers might fail. Like, your phone might lose battery. Whatever. You need to be able to survive.
Right.
And figure out where to go by reading a paper map.
Right.
And it might be a good idea to still have it in the glove box,
well,
just in case.
You say that. I don't have one.
I don't either.
I mean,
but now I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go get one.
You are not.
I am.
You are not.
This is a backup.
No, you're not. Because you wouldn't even be able to read it.
I could. I used to. I could.
Okay.
It might take me a little bit. I'm going to have to make sure that I know the direction I'm pointing in.
Okay.
To be able to figure out.
Wait a minute.
What's north?
What's south?
What direction am I facing right now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like we were talking about that, and like it was an inconvenience, yes, but that was all we knew back then. So what are some other inconveniences from the past that would be absolutely unbearable in this year? All right. So we'll take, we got a ton of people that have texted in 502-795-1997. You can send us a voice note too and, let us know, but, would love to hear your thing. All right. So we'll get to some of those coming up.
Courtney does say, I'm still amazed how the pizza delivery guys always could find the houses before GPS and MapQuest. Yes, they were geniuses. We did not give them enough credit.
Nope, not near enough. All right, that's coming up. What's that inconvenience from the past that would absolutely be unbearable today? It's 99.7 DJX. We're talking about like GPS and having to use paper maps and having to figure out where you were on a paper map as opposed to just Google saying, turn left at the next light. Right.
Yes. Well, Jacqueline says, I was once challenged about 12 years ago to drive from J-Town to Dixie Highway without getting on the expressway or using a map, and I did it.
Wow.
My passenger was shocked.
Wow.
But I've driven around Louisville so much, so I just know how to get places. I also drove a manual. So if the expressway had traffic, would always have to exit and figure out a different route. Made me a better navigator.
Amy said, you mean like writing a research paper with an encyclopedia?
How do we even do that?
Like going,
how do we even do that?
Going to the library and looking up the subject that you wanted to write about in an encyclopedia and getting information. I mean, that sort of thing is crazy.
That is old school. Elizabeth said, not having the internet at my fingertips would drive me insane. If I couldn't look up that actor or that random fact, how did you guys do it in the Stone Ages?
Yeah, so just there are so many things that are like internet based. And, and music's another one, like waiting 4 years for a song to download.
Yes.
Because you had dial-up internet or not being able to use the phone because the internet was over the phone and not a different line.
Yes.
And so that story, that's how I, or why I didn't call my wife the night that she left a note on my car. She was like, hey, call me. I'm not doing anything tonight or whatever. And so I got the note after I got off work and I was like, oh, cool. And so I got home and that was when I was living at home at the time. And my sister was on the internet.
Yep.
Using the internet for her school. And I had to wait for her to get off the internet in order to use the phone. And by the time she got off the internet, it was too late. And I was like,
Yeah. Matthew's living that life, being in the middle of downloading music and the phone would ring and my mom would answer it. ruins the download. You got to like start all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
these are
man.
Good. These are good. There are so many, so many. Just like,
By the way, Mason from E-Town's like, well, with me being younger, I've never had to experience that, but I could imagine. I applaud you guys.
Yeah. See? It's fine. It's
you never had to live without it.
But no, just think of it though, because you can participate. Think of how unbearable it would be now if that weren't the case.
Yes.
You know,
having to call or go to the bank to find out your balance or having to manually track your bank balance. Yeah. Having the checkbook, writing it down and doing the math.
So when I moved here many, many years ago, had a bank, or I banked with a bank that didn't have a branch here in Louisville. And so the closest branch was in Pekin, Indiana.
Oh.
And so instead of having direct deposit, that was when we just got checks every other week.
You had to go deposit the check the bank.
And so get the check. And so twice a month, I would make the drive up to Pekin, Indiana. And just go to the bank, deposit it, and turn around and drive back to Louisville. And then finally my wife was like, you need to change banks.
Yes, you do. You need to find one that's got more branches nearby.
Yeah,
sure.
Something that has branches here. So anyways, we'll take a few more because we're getting so many of these. 502-795-1997. But those little inconveniences from the past.
Calling for movie times? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then you just gotta write it down. Wait, it's gotta go back around.
Dang it. My sister was yelling and I couldn't hear when Beauty and the Beast was on.
Oh, that's great.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take a few more coming up. Thinking about those inconveniences from the past that would be absolutely unbearable today. It's 99.7 DJX. What about actually having to wait to hear the song you really wanted to hear because the radio station hasn't played it yet?
Yes, or making your mixtape. I used to sit there with record and pause on my cassette deck waiting for Casey Kasem to shut up and stop ruining my mixtape because he kept talking over the intros of songs. Yes, I lived that life. I was listening to the countdown on the weekends. Is that all? I had all the best songs.
Jacob said, having to develop your roll of film before knowing how your picture even turned out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like the whole Polaroid thing was pretty cool. But like if you got a professional roll of...
A Kodak. Yeah, if you had a Kodak camera, whatever, you had to go take the roll of film, drop it off, have it. And then you always print doubles because then what if you needed to give one to a friend that they were in?
Well, and I remember when we were on our honeymoon, we... It was one of those things where we were on a beach and it was kind of overcast. And I was like, no, this is going to be, she was like, shouldn't we put flash on? I was like, no, this is perfect picture taking, conditions. And she was like, all right. And so, you know, we had just one of those regular cameras and we took all these photos and everything. Yeah. And then we had got them developed and they were all dark.
Oh,
every single one of them were dark. And
should have put a couple, just take one with the flash.
Sure.
Just in case.
Sure.
Oh, Mason from E-Town, he's got one. He's a young one, but he lived in a time where you had to rewind the VCR. Yes. Mm. I mean, that was the worst, right? And then having to return the movies to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Had them for like, what, a week?
Aaron, what about watching the news or listening to the radio for your school closure on snow days?
Absolutely. And just the anticipation and the sheer elation when you saw your school in the list. You're like, yeah. And I remember when we used to list them out.
Yeah.
Like the entire show used to be that.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. So, there are so many.
Yeah, Tony the Welder, never forget the card catalog at the library to find the books you needed for schoolwork. Yes, that was when you had to do research papers from books. You had to look stuff up.
What about getting off the couch to change the TV?
Oh, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. No, nope.
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
Having to remember phone numbers?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, listen, and even back to the remote, if there is a remote and it's across the room, I'm still not getting up to get it. I'm calling for one of the kids. Can you get that for me?
Yeah, I can't.
I can't.
I don't know where the remote is.
I have three pugs stacked on top of me. I can't move.
All right. That's kind of fun. All right, that was fun. Thank you for all the, memories, right?
God bless technology.
I know, thanks.